The Bush administration is investigating several AIDS activist groups that disrupted a speech by a top health official at an international AIDS conference last month. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story.
At the conference in Barcelona in July, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson was scheduled to give a speech saying the U.S. government is fully committed to stopping the AIDS epidemic. But he wasn't able to get his message across. AIDS activist Ana Oliveira was in the auditorium.
At the time of the presentation, the very large number of people in the room where he was speaking drowned his voice. I think that would be the best description I could tell you.
The protest lasted a half hour. Many of the protesters were from groups that get money from the U.S. government to provide patient care or education. A dozen members of Congress were disturbed that government-financed groups were behind the protest. They were also unhappy about what they perceived as an anti-religious attitude at the conference. So the representatives wrote a letter asking the Department of Health and Human Services to look into how much money the groups get from the government and how much of that money went to sending the protesters to Spain. Tony Jewell is a spokesperson with HHS.
Based on that letter, based on that request, the department is looking into those questions.
Several AIDS activists told the Washington Post, which broke the story, that they're unhappy about the investigation. So is Oliveira, who is executive director of Gay Men's Health Crisis.
It's extremely disconcerting, this type of reaction by the government, which, you know, could be interpreted in borders on a retaliation. And that evidently is extremely concerning to us.
But arguments over how the government funds the fight against AIDS are as old as the epidemic itself. Many members of Congress who are complaining now have raised other questions about how AIDS groups spend federal funds. Dick Kucera was the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services for 11 years, starting in 1981.
The first secretary that was confronted with the AIDS scourge and the consequences was Margaret Heckler. And that was back in 1983-84 period.
Then the questions were about how much to spend on prevention versus research or treatment. This time it's different, says AIDS activist Oliveira. The investigation is targeting specific groups. Her organization gets about $2 million from the federal government, channeled through state and local agencies. It has yet to get a letter from the government, but she's expecting one. Following the Barcelona protest, the activist groups and Tommy Thompson met privately and talked for an hour, a meeting both sides say went well. Oliveira says the current investigation is a setback.
It's a distraction from what we need to be focused on, which is continuing to assure proper care, proper prevention, proper protection for people living with HIV and AIDS.
Tony Jewell of the Department of Health and Human Services says the department wants to work with the activists. The report on federal funding of the groups will be ready in a matter of weeks. Jewell says after that...
That's up to Congress. Congress has asked for this information. We'll provide it to them and we will go from there.
The most likely outcome? Congressional hearings to explore the funding issue. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.